Oregon Assembly Republican Brett Davis represents a highly competitive district. He won re-election last November by just 250 votes. When he's talking to constituents, he says he hears opinions across the board, but a majority of people tell him it's time for both parties to find a compromise on the budget. If leaders can't do that, Davis says there are other options.
I'm committed to making sure that we're investing in our priorities. And if I have to introduce a separate bill to do that, you know, then at some point, then that might be the case.
For the time being, Davis blames Democrats for the budget impasse. He says Speaker Mike Hipsch has made a good faith effort to negotiate, offering to increase school funding and increase the tobacco tax to levels the governor asked for. Democrats say they've offered to get rid of taxes on hospitals and nursing home beds. Davis says that's progress, but there needs to be more movement. And he says every legislator has the option to push things along.
Hopefully within the next couple of weeks we'll see some resolution to this overall state budget, and that's not going to become necessary. But at some point in time, I mean, if the conference committee members aren't going to lead and finish the job, then others like myself might have to do something like that.
For Davis to do that, he'd have to round up a coalition of other rank-and-file members who see things the same way, and eventually get the governor on board. That's no small task, since it would mean going against the wishes of other Republicans, and possibly his own leader. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.